Hey everyone, it's September 28th, and I'm going to share with you quite a powerful story today about our Pray Today. I want to tell you the story behind the hymn, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. But first, I want to ask you this. How often are you persecuted for your faith? Just spend a little bit of time thinking about that. How much are you persecuted? What price do you pay for being a Christian? You know, I've said from the platform many times that if we're not being persecuted, we're probably not living loud enough for Christ. In the 1800s, there was a missionary from Wales, a Welsh man, who was discouraged, I'm sure, because over and over again he was rejected and persecuted when he shared the good news of Jesus Christ to those whom he ministered to in India. But finally, his efforts paid off in a particularly brutal North Indian town. And at this point in time, a husband, his wife, and two kids accepted Christ and were baptized. And I'm sure that this missionary felt so encouraged when that finally happened. But the converted family was in for horrific persecution themselves, unlike anything that the missionary had ever experienced. You see, village leaders from the village arrested the family, and they told the father to publicly renounce his newly found faith in Christ. Otherwise, they threatened that they would murder his family. The man refused, and so they lined up archers and they murdered his children. He was told again to renounce his faith, and again he refused, so they killed his wife. Word got back to the Welsh missionary as to what had happened to this family that he had played a role in converting to Christianity. The missionary was told that when the father had been ordered to recant his decision to follow Christ, the man said, "I have decided to follow Jesus, and there's no turning back." After his children were killed, they told the missionary, the father said, "The world can be behind me, but the cross is still before me." And then after they had killed his wife, the missionary found out that the father had said, "Though no one is here to go with me, still I will follow Jesus." The missionary, soon after hearing of this account, returned to the village where these horrific events had happened, only to find out that a huge revival had taken place. Even the men who had murdered the family had given their lives to Jesus. A famous Indian missionary by the name of Sandhu Sundar Singh heard of this miraculous revival and this story of this family, and he penned a song using the words of the father when his family was killed. Eventually, American missionaries brought the song to America, and then it was later picked up by a Canadian songwriter by the name of George Beverly Shea. And this song became wildly popular in America, much through the use of this song as a constant at Billy Graham crusades. When I think of this song, I don't necessarily think of Billy Graham crusades, but I think about my own experiences and all of the times in my life that I came to the altar as this song was played or as this song was sung. I want you to think about the lyrics as Nathan sings this song today. And not only do I want you to think about the lyrics, but I encourage you to make this song the anthem for your life because you've decided to follow Jesus. Lord, thank you. I can't imagine the situation of being threatened to renounce my faith or my family would be killed. Lord, as people have asked me what I would do, I would have no other choice than to say I've decided to follow Jesus and that now there's no turning back. Father, thank you that most of us will never have to be put in that situation. But Lord, I would hope to think that if we were, we would remember that eternity is so much more important. Jesus, you made it so clear that we are not to deny you in front of anyone. Father, even when others don't go with us, we still want to follow you. God, thank you for this hymn. Thank you for the impact that it has had on so many. Father, I want to ask that I get the opportunity to meet this family in heaven someday. What a wonderful greeting that will be. Father, in the meantime, we decide that we will follow you. And Lord, we don't want to follow you from a distance. We want to follow you closely so that when people see us, they will know that we have walked with you, not around you, not far behind you, not lagging behind, but Lord, that we've been with you. May people see today that we've been with you, following closely behind. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning. To follow Jesus.